My mama would say, you gotta fight for what is right. To her I would say, I wanna give back the world some light. But it's an empty road, I feel so. You could find with Christ. You wanna change the world, but you don't know where you should start. But you can't give your all unless you let God inside your heart.
Patriots, and it's a special show tonight, a throw-up show real quick. That's one I threw up real quickly for prayer and healing, and this is the 7th of March, 2024. Michelle and Leah Svensson, Resistance Chick's mother, was in the hospital, as you may have heard over this last week. The family's been very sick over the last 3 weeks. They've all come down with some form of this flu, which looks to be obviously accelerated by many of the environmental issues that are going on. And Michelle and Leah's mother is came home from the hospital yesterday, and things were looking pretty good, but the O2 levels began to fall. And a little bit ago, about 2 hours ago, roughly, they had to rush her back to the hospital because her O2 levels had dropped from, which we should be upwards around 100 to 98 range. They went from 94 to 89 and even a bit lower than that. I think they were down to like 79. She was gasping for air. And so she's currently in the hospital. They took her in, and we're very blessed to have an ambulance driver that was our type of people. Non-believer in the vax, believer in God, believer in healing. They have her in the hospital. She's been intubated, which is a major concern, obviously. The first level of good news is that they, at this point, they don't have any say into whether they test her or not. They did test her for COVID and did test her for flu, probably one and the same. She was negative for all of that. And so now she's in a place where they've identified fluid on the lungs. This could be a complication of pneumonia, and these things can crop up very quickly. Her mother's in her mid-60s. And so there's obviously there's some issues here that are cropping up. And what we want to do now is pray. And so with this, I'm going to disclose something, and I'm just going to pray that's on my heart to speak it. And it's important to speak it because I think it's important for this whole healing. Michelle and Leah's mother has been a smoker. And in this process, she has not been smoking at all. And so part of this that I've been getting in the spirit is that there is going to be a total restoration and healing in this body, and in God's doing this. And so much of what I want you to have in your prayers as we pray today is understand that we're praying for total healing of the body. Many of the complications that can come about from the type of environments that we now live in can be amplified by other things that we have in our life. I wouldn't call that so much a comorbidity, but it's nonetheless something here that has caused some complications in the health issue, especially in the respiratory area. And so I definitely want, as we pray, I want you to be aware of the prayers for healing in the lungs, healing in respiratory, healing in the full body. And we're going to lift her up in prayers and do what we do so well. We're going to heal this. And that's what we're called to do. And it's just ironic that I had on my heart this morning to speak, as we spoke in this morning's show, that we need to pray more. Jim Conley, and thank you, Jim, for calling the show out tonight. I appreciate it, and for praying. Jim had the same thing on his heart, that the news could wait, that he needed to pray, and this came in. We've had Pastor Devonise, who's here this evening and on our chat. She's already joined Leah and I and Michelle in prayer. We've had a prayer team activated across this country of amazing people. And so I just want to thank you all to begin with. For just being, understanding what our calling is. That part is so humbling when we have somebody in need and we, not even knowing them, we rally to their side and we lift prayers. We do this every Sunday. And it always it just touches me so deeply. So excuse me, but thank you very much. It is so deeply humbling because this is what walking in the body of Christ is. This is what we do so, so well. And so thank you. I'm deeply humbled. And I know that a sentiment is shared by Michelle and Leah, and this is what we do. We come together, and this is when the remnant tribes rally, and we pray together, and we heal. So with that, Patriots, their mother's name is Jeannie, and we're going to pray for Jeannie tonight to heal her and to heal her miraculously, and let this be yet another incredible testimony in the power of the living God to demonstrate his miracles here on earth, because we are speaking from the power of kingdom, from victory, and we're praying into this world to declare healing over her. So, Father God, we just come to you tonight, and we're going to begin tonight, Father, in this prayer with Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper. And from the deadly pestilence, he will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by the night, or of the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near you or your tent, and he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways, that they will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high because he has known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With a long life I will satisfy him and I let him see my salvation. So, Father God, we come to you today in unified body to really demonstrate once again the love that we have for one another and to walk in this body of Christ. And we are so humbled, Father, for this again demonstrates again this power of the body of Christ that defies walls, that lives within our hearts, the temples of which you've created in our body as we walk within this body and within this world as sons and daughters of the Most High. Father, we raise our hands tonight in prayer for Jeannie, the mother of Michelle and Leah Svensson, who now sits in the hospital. She is intubated and she is dealing with an infection in her chest. And so, Father, we begin with declaration of healing upon this body. In the name of Jesus, we declare healing over Jeannie. We declare healing and total healing from mind, body, soul, and spirit. Father, we declare this in the name of kingdom, and we declare this as the children of the Most High with the authorities given to us by Christ Jesus himself. Father, this is a powerful moment of total body healing. And we're asking before the throne, Father, the appeal that we make is to let once again this be a miracle within our eyes, a witness, the miracle of the living God, the works and wonders of all that you bring into this world so that these doctors can be stunned and amazed and the world can once again have yet another testimony into a powerful believer that walks this earth with the true testimony of overcoming, of coming and facing this world again, renewed, refreshed, and reborn. Father, as we pray upon Jeannie and we pray for her, we pray over her, we pray around her, we pray through her, we pray with our hands up and upon. And so, Father, we say healed, and we say with this, we declare healing upon the lungs, healing upon the blood, healing upon the mind, healing upon the body, a restoration of this body to the perfection as it was and always has been intended to be. And so, Father, we walk within the timeline of Jeannie's life. We walk with it, and Jesus, we ask that you walk with us, and we go to that moment in time before any brokenness, before any pain, before any suffering. And Jesus, we just ask that you hold that child in your arms as we walk this timeline with you. And as we walk this timeline and we pray against any of the fractures, any of the damage, any of the rifts, any of the chains and binds, any of the wounds, we pray against and we heal. And we heal this with the blood of Christ as we walk this timeline of life. Through the time, a span of life, the birth of two beautiful girls, the relationships, the time spent, the prayers spent, the dedication to you, Father. And we pray and then walk this timeline. And anything that is there that is now a wound, anything that is there that it's an obstacle, a bump, a bind, something holding back, a chain, something there, we break those chains and we release any of that grip from the past. And we pray over a timeline of complete and total healing and of life. And we walk to this moment in time now. And Jesus, we ask you stand before us as we stand over this hospital bed, all of us hands up and praying in. And Jesus, we just ask that you'll take that child, a perfectly healed child that has now walked the timeline of life, and to place it into Jeannie and have her place it into her heart. And we pray into her heart in a mighty way. We pray into her heart to heal her from head to toe and toe to head. And we pray into her mightily, and we pray into her healing, and we pray into her to completely restore. And we feel the respiration, the breath in of the Holy Spirit and the exhales out that push out any of the infection and anything that is there, darkness and spirit darkness is gone. Father, we place a hedge of protection around this room, around Jeannie, around Michelle and Leah, around their home. And this hedge of protection is anchored in the blood of Christ, infinitely up and infinitely down. And so, Father, we ask for the deployment of war angels to sit post and perimeter around her, to literally be warding off any attempts of this to come near her, any attempts to pull her and to corrupt her. And we breathe life into her. We breathe restoration into her. And Father, we ask for the deployment of healing angels to surround her and fill her and completely begin to heal her and to heal that with the nurturing and the filling of her. And so, Father, we pray into as well a darkness that lifts over this, and we lift this darkness off. This is the darkness of the smoking that has been there. And we breathe life and we breathe the breath of Christ within this. So we watch this dissipate and wash and flood through her, cleanse her. and any of the infection that sits within her. Now we breathe life and breathe the breath of Christ within her, that it now cleanses and heals those lungs. Father, this is a powerful moment in time now that we lift her up in the light of Christ and truly pray into her in the healing and restoration, declaring that this healing is now just like a wave and an echo within the hospital, that as we pray healing into her, it just resounds in waves across the hospital, that it's not just this healing, but the healing of all in the ranks. And we start to hear the voices of people standing up and declaring Jesus. We start to hear Jesus being spoken within the hospital walls. And in the spirit, Father, we are seeing healing of the spirit. And Jeannie is now that catalyst that's now moving across the hallways of the hospital, floors up and floors down, as people are being touched by the power of Christ. And this is becoming a center now of healing within the spirit. And this is the commission now given, and this is the word, the commission given to Michelle and Leah to literally walk now the halls and to praise in Jesus' name, declare healing across this space and time, to declare healing in this hospital. This is going to become a Mecca. We pray into this, that people start to come here to this hospital to pray healing into people. And this is transforming a hospital of medical tyranny into a hospital of the great physician. Hospital to heal people and restore people. And each time we pray into others, as the Father speaks, we don't just pray for one, we pray for the many, that he brings us to these places to be restored, to be delivered, that in this place now, this is a true place of rebirth. There's a rebirthing going on here in the hospital as we pray into this. A hospital where babies are born, we are now praying into the restoration of this medical facility. A restoration of where this is becomes a center of true healing, the true healing by the great physician, our Father, the one God, the true God, the God of hosts. And so, Father, we continue as we read prayers given to us by the prayer team, prayers that were given to us to be spoken over. And we begin with this prayer. Great physician, Lord God, most high, we declare our authorities to bind the enemy of illness over the mother of Leah and Michelle. At this very moment, release your angel armies over her, the hospital staff, nurses, and doctors, and only allow that which will save and restore by the victor King Jesus and his name. And in his name, we proclaim total restoration and your breath of life. It is your breath in her lungs. Yahweh, open now, Jesus, all airways and bronchioles to full function and to remove the weapons of the enemy to harm. You alone are the lifter of our heads and a shield about her right now by the kingdom authority on earth as it is in heaven. Cut the cord of the demons and free the precious woman of faith, Ma's faith, so that we see your glory and good works and glorify the true victor King Jesus. Amen. With your name we pray and your prayer. Amen. And we pray yet another prayer from our prayer team. We humble ourselves at the foot of your cross. You alone are mighty to save. We praise you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we lift you up to give wisdom and discernment. You're so worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus, holy, 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 who was and is yet to come. And yet another, we speak life with the faith of a mustard seed to have to be done according to your will and purpose. If anyone treating her is not speaking life, we pray you remove them by any means necessary. Great are your God, great are you, God Most High. And so, Father, we rebuke any of the word curses being spoken, if spoken at all, in this hospital, and we place a helmet of salvation over Jeannie, a helmet of salvation that filters out anything spoken to be only spoken those words of life. May this room be filled with the power and light of Holy Spirit. May we lift this up in the power and light of Holy Spirit, and may we speak life upon her to restore her, to bring her back into the true nature of what it is to be truly a child of the Most High in this world. Let her be a shining example of the glory of all that we are, of a commitment to our faith in all that we should be, into the inspiration for the many, and to continue to pray into her and lift her up in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, as we pray in this moment and we pray heavily in this moment, we also pray for a complete and total release from any of the bondages that have held her back in time. Anything that has held her in a place where she is holding back, let her now be freed. And so, Patriots, now in Christ Jesus' name, as we continue to pray, I'm going to play a piece here by Christine DeMarco, to pray in and pray with in him and prayer. Here we go. Let us pray. Oh, holy, holy. Father God, we pray that you'll continue to lift up our prayers and hear our prayers for massive healing, restoration, and complete and total healing of Jeannie. Father, we raise our hands now in praise for all that you give us. We praise everything. You humble us with what you've given us in this world. For us to walk now in that place to know that through you, we have the authorities to heal. We are so deeply humbled. We put ourselves before the throne and we say, thank you, Father. For in this moment, more than ever, it is so important that we understand truly to be humble before you, to be obedient to you, and to literally walk truly in you. So, Father, this is also a moment for us to be reminded truly of whom we are. A powerful moment for us as the children of the Most High to be declaring authorities and to use those authorities for what is intended, to love, to forgive, and to raise up others to heal. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we declare healing over Jeannie. In the name of Jesus, we declare this in the blood of Christ as we step into these authorities to declare healing and the power of kingdom over this world.
And let this moment be one of profound healing, not just one, but the many in the hospital, and not just one hospital, but the many in the community. And let this begin to ripple across our nation, that as we heal one, we heal another, and as we heal the hearts, they are drawn more mightily to the blood of Christ, more mightily to the foot of the throne, more mightily to the body of Christ, as they seek the light, truly, that lives within us. So, Father, we are truly the temple, the true temple. It is where our love for you lives. And so, Father, we humble ourselves here today in prayer, reminding us truly of the power and glory of Jesus, of all that was sacrificed for us in this hour. We are reminded of what was given, true power and authority and the freedom of life, which we must now cherish and covet and protect. And so, Father, as part of that protection, as we stand on the wall, we are on the wall, Father, we are protecting the life of one, which is symbolic of the life of the many. So, Father, we call upon you now today. We declare healing and miraculous healing over Jeannie, to see the miracle of the living God manifest before our very eyes, to let it shake the walls of the hospital to be so profound. Let the story and the testimony touch the hearts of the many in that hospital, to confirm the power of Jesus within the hearts of every doctor, within every nurse, within every patient. So, Father, you've now launched a small army within that hospital. This is true unconventional warfare, kingdom style, that you've slipped somebody in under stealth, under Satan's eye, and you've slid her in needing intubation. But this intubation is purely about restoring a life of the many. You're using this moment now to flow into her the power of Holy Spirit. And it's not just intubation, it's the intubation of the Holy Spirit in this whole hospital, and in the reinforming of the Holy Spirit in a new powerful way to level up, to have now the glory of the moment, to be able to speak across all that's in the hospital as Jeannie leans up, steps up, and breathes in and says, "In the name of Jesus, I declare healing. In the name of Jesus, we declare healing." And so, Father, as we declare healing over her, we declare healing over the many. And we are called, stand here to be reminded as we open our eyes and look around and realize that wherever we sit, we're reminded that we're united in the body of Christ, no matter how far apart it may seem geographically, which is as if we're standing side by side in this moment. A powerful confirmation of the true mission and purpose of whom we are. A powerful confirmation of truly that we, no matter where we are, can reach across this globe simply with prayers and just work with you, that you can take our prayers and you can heal the one, not the 99, but the one. So, Father, that's what we seek. And we come here today humbled, blessed, reminded again of the authorities that you have been blessed us with, to have dominion over snakes and scorpions, to have dominion over all evil, and to be reminded again that we can do all that Christ did and greater works, for he told us so. And so it's our faith, and our faith that we come here with, humbled, knowing that our faith is alive and the fires burn in the mightiness of kingdom. And as we stand before evil, it's a righteous fire that we stand against as we raise our hands and we say evil no more. We rebuke it and we cast it into the lake of fire. And again, the one sparks the power within the 99. And so, Father, as we stand here over this moment of Jeannie in quiet calm, humbled ourselves before, we're praying for healing and restoration. We feel the power of Holy Spirit touch even each and every one of us. It's like a moment of new anointing, not just to the one, but the many. And now as we pray into this, it's the anointing of coming of age in the body of Christ, of young people stepping in now to be truly sons and daughters of the Most High. This is a power of the church without walls. This is the power of the church of the apostolic, the prophetic. This is the power of the church of the healing, the deliverance, and the greater works like raising the dead. Father, this is, you're showing us and we're living this. And again, in the most amazing place of what began as a spark with an online community now has seeds across this globe. Seeds across this globe that everywhere we go, we touch and we plant the beginnings of Holy Spirit. But when called, we come together in a mighty force and a body to focus our efforts down onto the one, to raise them up, to lift them up, and to heal them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, how blessed we are to be in this time, in this place, to be part of such a transformational moment. A moment where truly we are part of the great rescue, the greatest rescue ever issued, ever released upon this earth. Fearless, we walk into the face of the enemy. Fearless, we unite in our prayers. Breaking the conventions is somehow we have to be touching one another. Instead, we're connected in the spirit, which is where we live. For we are first in the spirit and second in the flesh. And let us never forget, for we bring that power of Holy Spirit into this world. And in this moment now, as we pray in to Jeannie, we pray and declare immediate and total restoration and healing. We lift her up and we see the light of Christ shine upon her. As we watch her two beautiful daughters standing around her, and the words come into her heart, and we speak in unison these words, "You are loved and we love you. You are loved and we love you." And collectively, as we surround her, it's one collective hug, a touch from the power of Jesus. And Jesus, we ask that in this moment that you can make yourself present and known, to show your face to her, to lay your hands upon her, to touch her and hold her, and let that power of healing flow through her. Father, we just need this prayer as well to feel, let people be touched in their heart, to let them know that they're not alone, that everyone is unified within the body. And in these moments, we feel that unity. We feel that connection. We feel the oneness of which we are. Father, we are so humbled in this time. We are awakening to the true sense of our purpose and means here. As you placed on my heart this morning, and as we begin to understand, we need to pray more. So let us pray more. Let us walk truly more powerfully and boldly within the Holy Spirit in each and every step we take. Let us stand with confidence of knowing the true purpose and meaning of our time here. And let us be lifted, and let us be blessed, and let us be humbled. And so, Father, in this moment, as we stand before Jeannie, as the circle of the many circle her and hands up and prayers in, we are praying in and we are seeing the power of the Holy Spirit work through this moment to take the one to touch the many. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Christ Jesus' name, we pray. In Christ Jesus' name, we declare. And in this moment, Father, we are all in unison, understanding truly the power that binds us, the power of the one that comes through the love in Christ. Let it guide us. Let it protect us. Let it open our hearts. Let it humble us. And may we walk truly, truly in that space of knowing the purpose for why we are here. For it is love first, love of the Spirit, love of who we are, love and forgiveness, and is the most mighty sword we can ever wield in this world. And as difficult as that may seem at times, as frustration, and yet this is yet another example that when we strike these moments of healings, we want to find something to lash out at. Let us just step that aside and let us step into these moments, remove ourselves from any burdens of doubt, any burdens of shame, any burdens of fear, and we rebuke that and bind that and cast that out of our lives. And now we stand instead as the sons and daughters of the Most High, anchored in faith that's impenetrable, unshakable, fearless, knowing that within our hands, within all that we are, that you move through us as one to lift us, to guide us, to lead us, and to walk fearlessly in this life, to restore, to heal, and to rescue, and to restore. And so we declare these things. We declare healing. We declare restoration. And we declare power of the Holy Spirit and the blood of Christ over Jeannie. In Christ Jesus' name, we declare, amen. Patriots, just ask that you'll continue to pray and hold Jeannie up in your prayers. And let us now continue to pray as well as we go through our evening and to do and be reminded to do what we do so well. We are a powerful force when we come together in prayer. And when we come to prayer with intention, there is no stopping what we can do. We need to pray more. And as we pray more, we find that the challenges of the flesh fall away and the true anchoring within the Spirit grows. And as we grow stronger within the Spirit, the demons tend to run a whole lot faster. We have the power to be part of the great physician's work in this world. We have the power to be the vessels that God uses to do what we call miracles and the impossible, because for God, there is no impossible. But that's part of us believing and walking in him, to submit ourselves to him, to let that move through, to cast out any fear and not let any of that block us, and then let him move through us to do what he does, to rescue, to heal, and restore. So I thank you for being here. We'll have our show at the regular time tonight in just about 1 hour, Bards FM. Very humbled and blessed for all those came out. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent, always press into the fight. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God always wins. But we are here in this time, in this place, for just such a time as this. We are at war. So walk boldly and fearlessly with Christ. Occupy the land. Expand the kingdom. Subdue the enemy. Mission forward. Patriots, I'll see you in 1 hour for Bards FM. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Truly thank you. And out for now.
Oh, I want to feel something. I just want to breathe again. Dive into the deepest end. Oh, I want to feel something. Let me get back in.